Men are boring. Men have nothing interesting to talk about. Men's hobbies are pointless, and men are not capable of critical thinking. Men are just NPCs that follow the herd and borrow opinions from other people. They're just boring, and what's more, men know that they're boring. That's why they put on this performance of being like aloof and mysterious, because they're trying to hide how boring they are from their wives. Women, by contrast, are innately interesting and compelling. And that's why women should stay single, because otherwise she risks being crushed by her boring husband. Now, hearing all that, you might not think that that's a worldview that somebody could honestly believe. Just wait. I promise, if you watch to the end, you will not find a video with a more perfect combination of ignorance, sexism, and projection. This one truly is a masterpiece. Let's watch.
I'm just going to say the quiet part out loud. Most men are mind-numbingly boring. Stop wasting your time with them for that one reason. I beg you. There's a lot of women that I see with their husbands. It's like you're going to spend the rest of your life pretending that that is not the most boring man on earth. To what end? The reason that so many women are like, oh, I miss my friends, and like I miss who I was before I had kids or got married or whatever. Your friends were actually interesting people. Your friends were probably women. Your friends, probably some of them, didn't get married, and they're probably living their best life.
Okay, let's pause there. First of all, why did you give up your female friends? Just because you got married, you can still have friends. Call them, go spend time with them. That seems like a pretty obvious solution. Why blame your husband? Go spend time with other women. Stop trying to turn your husband into one of your girlfriends just because he doesn't like gossip or drama or whatever else women find interesting to talk about with their friends. She says that men are boring, but I'm left asking the question, where did women get this entitlement from that they think that it's men's role to entertain them? I'm a woman. I'm bored. Do something interesting. Put on a performance for me. I'm offended on behalf of women because that entire paradigm seems incredibly sexist. To blame the man here seems so infantilizing. Women aren't children, right? Like they don't need some adult to like organize activities for them to keep them occupied. You're a grown woman. If you're bored, go generate your own fun. Nothing's stopping you, but don't blame your husband.
Meanwhile, so many people gave up those friendships for a man named Brandon whose biggest hobby is catching fish. And he doesn't even like you to join him on that hobby.
Yeah, but to men, fishing is not boring. It's an adventure into nature. It's relaxing, but it also requires technique. It sharpens your awareness. Now, strategy and self-reliance might be more masculine things. And I can understand why you, as a woman, might find it boring, but why act surprised when you're not invited? What man would want his peace disrupted by bringing his wife and listening to her complain the entire time? Nagging him about how boring it all is. No man wants to listen to that. He'd rather listen to nature or audiobooks, or if you're like me recently, guided meditations. And when I sit down for a session, I know that there's no better way to experience the audio than with my Essential Open Earbuds, the amazing product created by the sponsor of today's video, Raycon. Regular earbuds block out everything. They close you off. But when I'm in nature, I want to hear the water, the waves, the wind. This is not a problem with the Essential Open Earbuds. They sit just outside your ear canal. They're light, comfortable, and they stay put, which combined with 8 hours of playtime and 36 hours of battery life makes them perfect for an outdoor lifestyle where you're moving around and being active. Raycon has over 3 million customers, and the sound quality is just as good as the expensive brands. And if you don't like them, they have a 30-day guarantee. The Essential Open Earbuds are here for the holiday season, and they're selling fast. Raycon audio products are up to 20% off this holiday season. Just click the link in the description or go to buyraycon.com/alexgraceopen to save on Raycon audio products site-wide. Order by December 15th to guarantee delivery before Christmas, because great gifts shouldn't show up late. Okay, back to the video.
A boring man, at the end of the day, he's boring. He comes home, he has nothing to talk about. Nothing happened at work, same as usual. He went out with his friends, doesn't know what they're up to, same as usual.
I think that a lot of women are just scared of silence. They would actually prefer it if their husband had big problems at work or like conflict with his colleagues, gossip to bring home about his buddies, because then it would give her something to talk about, something to distract her from the silence. But men like silence. It's not a shallow or a superficial thing. There are entire religions, Eastern religions, that are dedicated towards emptying your mind and experiencing a state of silence. That's the dream, just like no problems, just inner peace. What a strange experience it must be for men across the West to have a good day at work, nice catch up with his friends, to come home just like quietly content and peaceful inside himself, and then to experience like complaints from his wife about how boring he is. To him, to have nothing that needs to be talked about is an achievement, but to her, it's a deficiency.
You want him to take you out on a date or something. He's like, for what? We can just eat at home. We can just chill at home. The reason that you're so desperate for y'all's husbands to like recognize you on Valentine's Day or your birthday or Christmas or whatever, because that's the only time that these men even acknowledge y'all as anything more than a fucking house appliance.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be strong. Gotta make it through this. If a woman only feels loved on Valentine's Day or her birthday, usually what that means is that she's incapable of recognizing love unless it comes in a material form. The income that he provides, the steady presence, the emotional groundedness, his compassion, his patience, his leadership, his planning for the future. These are all ways that he thinks that he is communicating love, demonstrating his care and his commitment. But no, that's boring. I want gifts. I want to go out to a restaurant because if I'm at a restaurant, that means I'm interesting somehow. And I get that men should make an effort to show love in the way that their partner likes to receive it, in a way that does feel meaningful to her. But equally, women should be making an effort to meet him in the middle and to recognize that he is showing her love in all these different ways that she's just taking for granted.
Well, I repeat, they themselves are boring. They're not fun to talk to. They act like you're the boring one. The only reason that anyone can even call you boring is because you are so busy doing everything under the sun. Meanwhile, your man has no excuse to be boring because he has nothing to do. He has no chores. His chores are take out the garbage and mow the lawn, and he forgets every other week anyway, or makes some excuse not to do it. He has all the time in the world and yet uses it to do absolutely nothing interesting.
A quick reminder that the narrative that women do more than men around the house is a myth. It is a sexist lie designed to justify misandry. The research is clear. It is men, not women, who contribute more hours to a relationship.
When he joins the family for like a board game night, or somebody hears dad laugh or something, it's like some big event. Your children don't know the sound of your husband's laughter, the sound of your husband's voice.
This one makes no sense. She's painting fathers as though they are these boring, uninvolved figures, which goes completely against what we all intuitively know, which is that dad is the fun one. He's the one who plays games. He's the silly one. He's the one who brings lots of laughter to the house. The research clearly says, compared to mother-child interactions, play is more characteristic of the father-child relationship in Western cultures. It has been suggested that fathers spend a greater portion of their time playing with their children than doing any other activity. You read more into the research and it's absolutely unequivocal. When fathers are doing the caregiving, they mix in a lot more play. So what is she talking about? Like, I thought that the negative stereotype of dads is that they don't take anything seriously enough, that they're always goofing off, just always like playing games and making jokes. I thought that was the typical complaint. Not that dad never plays or that he's boring or they don't know the sound of his laughter. Like so many other things in her video, you listen to her depiction of fathers and you just think, what world are you living in?
Men are so boring that their hobbies will be like video games, watching TV, sports, fantasy football. You're watching other people succeed. That's a pastime. That's not a hobby. TV, video games, all those things are a pastime. They're things that waste your time, shorten your attention span, and take you out of reality, frankly. That is boring. That means your brain is not used to living or functioning in the fucking present, like where we all live. You're boring.
If she says it enough, that'll make it true. All right, first, let's address the impersonation.
Video games, watching TV, sports.
Impersonating someone's voice like this is always an act of intellectual evasion. It's what somebody resorts to when they can't engage in ideas. And it's really nasty too. It purposely belittles and dehumanizes somebody, kind of reduces them to just a joke. You know, you impersonate their voice to try and establish dominance, like I'm the one above you. I can put on your voice like it's just a costume and make people laugh at you. It's nasty. It's really toxic behavior, really nasty. But then moving on to the content of her statements, they're so bizarre, like criticizing men for watching sport, an activity with competition, athleticism, skill, and strategy, and painting women as though they always live in reality and are above such things. Okay, first of all, sexist. Lots of women play sport. Lots of women play video games. And second, are we really going to pretend that women don't spend their time doom scrolling on social media, watching like the red carpet of the Emmys or whatever, as though that's better? Like that's reality? And I'm not picking on women for enjoying that. You want to read celebrity gossip magazines? Go ahead. I'm sure that there are many female athletes who work really hard perfecting a skill, and I'm sure that they would appreciate a bit more attention and a bit more of an audience for what they're doing, rather than it all getting siphoned off so that women can watch like the Real Housewives or whatever. But I'm not going to judge women. If you want to follow celebrities and just look at like pretty dresses, all power to you. It's not my cup of tea, but that's the point. Men and women are different. They like different things, and that's okay. Just because she doesn't like sport doesn't make watching sport bad. And I'm pretty sure that there are lots of women who would prefer their husband to be watching sport than to be watching the E! Network or whatever.
I got people commenting on my TikTok from yesterday saying, your boyfriend looks like he doesn't even want to be there. Yeah, I hope he doesn't want to make a TikTok. He's a man. He's a man. Do you realize if he would look at me one day and say, let's make a TikTok, babe, set up the camera, I'd bring him out back and put him down like a dog. Like, of course, no, he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to perform for social media. He's a straight man. He doesn't want to perform for the camera. That this is a girls and gays activity. The fuck?
Of course. That's what's so bizarre about this woman's video. Why does she want men and women to be identical? Why does she look at the fact that men are not exactly the same as women and view that as a deficiency? Most women don't think like that. They're glad of the differences. They appreciate his masculinity. It's so obvious that that's the way that it should be, that to forget that is, I don't even know what's going on in your mind, that that's the conclusion you've reached. In this next section, she talks about men not having original thoughts, that all men just parrot the opinions of other men, and that's why they have nothing to talk about. In this section, she claims that the reason that men want to date 20-year-olds is because young women are too dumb and naive to realize how boring they are. And in this section, she talks about her own dad, which might be the saddest and weirdest part of the whole video. I'm sorry for skipping them. I just didn't want this video to be too long. I do respond to those sections in the full length version of this video, which is available on Patreon. But right now, I just want to skip ahead because there are two more sections that I really wanted to show you first. Let's start with this one.
Most men don't open up like that because there's nothing there. The reason that most men find it and consider it such a big deal to open up to you about their cat that they had when they're 8 years old is because it's the only thing that's in there. That's the last thing that made them feel something because they're otherwise boring. They don't allow themselves the joy of expression. They don't allow themselves the joy of being different. They don't allow themselves the joy of critical thinking, the benefits of critical thinking. They would rather just do the easy thing every single time. And it's easy to be boring. And it's easy to pretend like you have this like mysterious aura around you when you're really just boring. You're boring. Even if you wanted to have something to say, you wouldn't. Even if you wanted to be interesting, you couldn't be. Prove me wrong.
I felt like I had to include this one because I wanted to address how distinctly distasteful it is for her to criticize men as boring for not having multiple stories of grief. Opening up about his dying childhood pet, that's not good enough for her. Like somehow she's offended. This is like an affront to her how boring this is. Let me state this very clearly. Men's pain does not exist for your entertainment. Statements like his dead cat was the last thing to make him feel something is another example of women pushing this disgusting sexist narrative that paints men as these subhuman creatures who don't feel emotions. When the scientific research clearly says that while women are more emotionally expressive than men, women do not experience more emotions than men. What's actually going on here is that, like so many women, she's blind to her own privilege. Women are brought up with complete permission and total societal encouragement to express every emotion. They will be catered to, they will be comforted, they will be celebrated for everything that they feel. While those same feelings, when coming from a little boy, are shamed and repressed. It is an objective fact. They have done research into this, that little boys do not receive the same level of care, love, and acceptance as little girls. Women grow up with an enormous privilege, and there's no humility about this massive advantage they have over men. On average, little girls are loved more than little boys. And if a man does have difficulty opening up emotionally, it is so revealing to see a woman like this paint that as though that's some kind of a character flaw or a moral deficiency or proof that he's boring. If there was a woman in a relationship who was scared to open up and she was nervous about being vulnerable and emotional, you know what the narrative would be. How important it is for her husband to accept her as she is, to help her, to support her, to provide space for her to be vulnerable so that she feels safe to open up. That is the bare minimum. And women would be legitimately angry at a man if he did not do that. And yet, when we flip the genders and it's a man struggling to open up, for some reason, women don't see him as a victim who needs support and care. No, he's not deserving of compassion and support. In fact, this isn't even about him. It's about me, the woman, because his lack of emotion is boring to me. I'm bored. Oh, no, I'm not going to give him any support. He deserves ridicule and insults. I actually find myself emotional right now. Could you believe that? A man having an emotions, but I can feel it very strongly. It's a very intense disgust. This kind of worldview, this kind of attitude, it's truly vile. Yeah, it makes me feel sick. And you've got women who have the nerve to act like it's a mystery why men aren't opening up, why they aren't being vulnerable. Jeez, I wonder how that could possibly have come to be.
What's your advice to a guy with feelings?
Obviously you're entitled to your feelings. You're human, but...
have them, but don't show them.
Yeah, just cry on your own. Cry by yourself.
Sometimes... this happens to me when I'm filming. This is off script right now. But I actually care about this stuff. Like, the reason I talk about the topics that I do is because I'm genuinely invested in this. I want to improve things. And I don't know, like sometimes I'm just able to laugh it off. And then sometimes it just gets to me. And I feel that right now. I don't feel good. I feel genuinely upset. So I'm actually going to cut this video short. I had one more section I was going to do, and I'm still going to cover it. I'll put it in the Patreon version along with those other clips that I skipped over before. I'm guessing, I don't know, you don't want to hear more from this woman. I wouldn't blame you, but I will still release the full thing. I'm just going to take a pause. Yeah, just kind of regulate myself, and then I'll come back and I'll film the rest of this video. So sorry, yeah, it's a bit off script, but yeah, thanks for watching.